You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hey there, it's Alex Hall. This is just a very quick demo of how to change your Mac so that it opens all files of a certain type with a different app than the one that is default. So maybe you want to open RTF files with Pages instead of TextEdit, or MP3s with VLC instead of iTunes. It's a pretty simple change, but it's not necessarily obvious. It's not quite the same way as it works on Windows, and it's not necessarily what people think of when they try to do it the first time. So I'm going to switch to Finder.
Finder, Downloads, Window.
And I've got here an RTF file.
New Wave Cookbook.RTF, July 5th.
And that opens by default with TextEdit. So let me hit Command-I for information.
Get Info, New Wave Cookbook.RTF, Info, Window, Scroll Area.
And you land on the scroll area by default, so you interact with that.
Interact with scroll area. 26 I.
Now this is laid out so that you've got a bunch of different sections, and you can expand or collapse each section. So if I VO right, Control Option Right Arrow.
New Wave Cookbook.RTF. New Wave Cookbook.RTF image.
First got the image, which I'm not entirely certain what the image is. Then the file name.
New 506 kilobytes.
Then the size.
Modify colon. Today, 9.
And a bunch of other information.
Add tags ellipsis.
And there's, of course, the tag editor introduced in Mavericks. I'm running Yosemite, by the way.
General colon. Collapsed disclosure triangle.
Now we get into the sections, and each one of these can either be expanded or collapsed. If I wanted to expand general, I'd move to this disclosure triangle and hit VO backslash. That's Control Option backslash. But I don't really want to do that right now. I want to get to the opens with. So I'm just going to VO right arrow a bunch of times.
Zero items. Open with text edit dot app left parent.
There we go.
Open with colon.
So we've got the open with, followed by a pop-up button.
Text edit dot app left parent default right parent pop-up button.
And by default, as I said, it's text edit. But this shows me all the apps I have currently installed that can handle RTF files.
Menu checkmark. Text edit dot app left parent default right parent.
If I just VO space on it, I'll see this, and then if I down arrow.
Xcode dash beta dot app. App Store, ellipsis. Other, ellipsis.
And other would let me actually browse to one that isn't necessarily represented in this menu. If I choose that, then I can go find an app somewhere else, or maybe one that I know supports RTF that doesn't say it does, so the Mac didn't pick it up. You know, whatever I wanted to do.
Checkmark, Xcode-beta.app.
So just in the interest of demonstration, I'm going to change to Xcode, which I don't actually want to keep, but I have to do something different, otherwise I can't finish this demo.
Divider, dimmed. Xcode-beta.app, pop-up button.
And now that one's selected. If I VO right from this pop-up menu.
Use this application to open all documents like this one.
You see this little text label. Right after that is the button we are interested in.
Change all ellipsis button.
Change all button. So VO space on that, or just regular old space bar, whichever one you want.
Are you sure you want to change all similar documents you open with the application Xcode-beta.app? This change will apply to all docs. Press change all ellipsis button.
So here's a confirmation.
This change will apply to all documents with extension .rtf. Cancel button. Continue. Default button.
And continue, of course, would make the change. Now, as I said, I don't actually want to do that, so I'm going to go ahead and cancel this. But if you get this far, hit continue, and assuming you actually do want to make the change, that's exactly what it will do. It'll change all documents of whatever type you've selected. Again, it doesn't have to be RTF. It could be music files, movies, whatever. It'll change all of those files, anything that ends in that extension, to open in the app you've just selected. But I'm going to cancel this.
Cancel button. Press dimmed button.
There we go.
New Wave Cookbook.org. Xcode-beta. Press.
I'm going to change this back to text edit. I just went back to the menu, the pop-up menu.
Text edit.app left parent default right parent. Text edit.app left parent.
And you heard it say default, too. That means that by default, that's the one that is chosen already. So whenever you change that default note will change to the new app you've chosen. And that's it, really. Once you're done with this, you just Command-W.
Close window. List view.
And you're back in Finder. And in theory, that should do it. I'm at VO Tips. That's VO for voiceover. Tips, all one word, on Twitter. So let me know if you have any troubles. And you can also leave a comment on this podcast page, and I will try to answer your question there. And if you really run into trouble and you want to ask the community, of course, feel free to make a new forum topic on AppleViz. And I'm sure someone will be able to answer your question if I can't. Hopefully this was of some help. And again, if you run into problems, just let me know.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.